What's up? It's me, Scarlet, your benign benefactor, here to grace your ears with some good old content warnings. So let me just quick fire these and you can get straight to the episode. We got audio depictions of car crash, loud noises, isolation, separation of parent and child, parallels to the coronavirus. That's it. Now go forth, be miserable, enjoy the episode, and happy Halloween! The Listless Network presents On Asphalt Bones, Episode 1. The Judgment Recollections.
You're listening to BGS Crime Station. Next up, we've got something real special for you. This is... Well, we can't play that. We've got something slightly less special. Here's Take Me Back to the 80s by Shantage Garland. By the British Communication Stations. We have halted the current broadcast to deliver a message on behalf of Her Majesty's Government about the unprecedented circumstances we are facing today. As you may know, the unidentified flying object that encapsulated Earth between 1200 and 1300 hours GMT has not yet been destroyed. It remained inanimate for 10 hours, but at 2000 hours GMT, it has reportedly delivered a number to every human on Earth in an event we will henceforth refer to as Watershed. The gravity of this situation cannot be understated. We must be vigilant in these trying times. In this vein, while speculation is surfacing that this might be some kind of score, the BCS assures you that this is not the case. As the unidentified entity refuses to make contact, planned military interactions will continue. If you have not received a number, we at the BCS would like to hear from you. Please call to deliver a statement. We will be working closely with communities significantly impacted by these events, ensuring that people the nation over can adjust to these difficult, unprecedented times. Once again, if you have anything to report, don't hesitate to call us at...
Okay, it's running now. Please repeat that again, just for the formal record. Why did you abandon your post at 1300 hours GMT on Judgment Day?
That's what they're calling it, huh? That thing... It wasn't judgment, it was death. You're telling me you wouldn't have run? Giant space eye pops out of nowhere and you just, what? Offer it a cuppa or something? I don't know who stayed, but... If you can find anyone who was dumb enough, aren't they the ones you should be questioning?
Perhaps that's so, but... Well, I'm sure you'll feel quite vindicated knowing they're in no fit state for questioning right now.
They've gone mad, haven't they?
That's the working theory. Unless they all somehow happened to be predisposed to madness.
Well, occupational hazard either way.
As is death.
Yeah, well, what's there to do now? It wasn't wrong of me to run, was it?
You're the only person who knows that.
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell, right?
So they say. You are under no obligation to disclose your score.
But...
no matter. Please, describe this eye, for the record, again.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Big, floating eye up in space. Doesn't blink. It just stares. Clouds parted. Turns out there's a whole hell of a lot of them. All connected by some kind of hellfire. There's so many and they just... stare at you. They don't fight. They don't do anything. They just... judge you. Silently. And I guess they judged us all.
Right. And the military... they viewed it as an overwhelming threat, did they not?
Can you blame us? Okay, shoot first so we don't get shot. Think later. But maybe we should have thought, because when we shot at it, it didn't shoot back, and like it didn't even blink. It was like it didn't even know we were there. And that must have pissed off some higher up, because we were onto rockets and bombs in the hour, and I heard they were planning some stunt with a nuke.
And you ran away before they could... nuke it.
Hmm. That's when we saw the rest of the eyes. Glaring and burning. And I swear, I saw my own eye in there. Somewhere, emerging from the fire.
Interesting. Well, I think that concludes our interview. Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're just gonna go?
Yeah. Is there an issue?
Oh, no, I just... when do you think they'll let me out of here? I want to see my kid.
It was kind of you to humor me, so I'll let you in on what they told me. I really don't know.
What the hell? Hey! Get back here! Answer me! Get back here!
The soldier's report only corroborates what we know already. The military strikes escalated up the chain of command in an instant, and uses of experimental nuclear weaponry have failed to even dent the judgment. It confirmed also that nobody knew that the Eye was one of many until 1300 GMT. The reason for this remains unknown. But it is clearly beyond our understanding, anyhow. My worry is the creature's obvious similarities to the biblical creatures known as Ophanim, a type of angel. One of the highest ranks in the hierarchy of angels, in fact. I do not know how much credence to lend texts discussing these creatures, but I suppose it's worth following up. If science hasn't prevailed, perhaps theology will. The soldier did not wish to discuss his score, meaning I still lack knowledge of this scoring system. It didn't help that I could find no knowledge of my own score within me. But I suppose he did have a score. It's just... if his record is anything to go by, it... it would be a nice golf score, at least. As for the significance of 1300 hours, perhaps that was mere showmanship on the part of the judgment, if it's even capable of such a thing. It clearly understands our psychology, even if we cannot understand its. There's a lot to think about. A lot more than I'm yet to even consider, I'm sure. This will suffice for now.
On Asphalt Bones is a strictly fictional podcast distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license. This episode was written by Scarlett Foster, with audio engineering by Scarlett Foster and Alana Rogers, and was directed by Sivan Raz, with executive producers Alana Rogers and Scarlett. This episode featured performances by
Catherine Death Andriskova as The Reporter,
Megan Charlo as The Inquisitor,
and Devin McLaughlin as The Soldier.
And me, Will, as the outro. Hi!
For more information, as well as show transcripts and additional content, please check our show notes, follow us on social media at On Asphalt Bones, and check out our website at www.listless.ga. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you were not assigned a score in Watershed, please contact for advice and information.